Hello again, guys. This is Bill, and this is episode 2. Today, I went for a long walk. I walked across the Golden Gate Bridge, and I noticed that there were a lot of signs around for a crisis for people that were possibly thinking of ending it all. And it made me think of, you know, as I said in my video, the flight attendants that just cannot make it and end their own lives. And it is so sad, and because of the being disillusioned, my disillusionment came within the first day that I started. I had all of these dreams, and you know, I had, like everybody else, you know, it's a dream job, and I'm so excited. And I arrived ready to go, and the crews that I flew with were absolutely nasty. We're talking not just unfriendly, but nasty to me. And so it was just shock. I was just blown away that somebody could be that mean to somebody that is brand spanking new. And that set a tone for the way my first 3 years the flight attendant would be. And so back then, I was very, very self-conscious. I was dealing with so much self-esteem issue. And I, just with all the fears that were put onto me by pretty much by my family. Oh no, you can't do that. We can't do that. Oh no, 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 don't do that. It's horrible. So I felt that I was less than. And so every time I would go on my trip, I was so focused on bad crews that they would be attracted to me like a magnet, because that's what I expected. That's what I got. And I hated going away on trips. I hated coming back from trips because I was living in an area where I didn't like. I wasn't making any friends. And it is just so hard. So what I did is how I dealt with all of my self-doubt, my disillusionment, and everything. I filled that hole with food. Imagine this. My refrigerator was filled with a 2-liter bottle of Pepsi. And I would drink that all day long instead of water, instead of something healthy. And so what I would do is, for example, when I got back from a trip, I would order an extra large bacon and pepperoni pizza and sit there and eat it all straight out of the box. What I would do is I would rip the end of the box off, and I would lift up the box and just have gravity feed it into my mouth. Well, let's just say that I gained a lot of weight. Didn't see it at all. Did not see it. As my clothes were getting tighter and tighter and tighter, I thought, oh my gosh, I must be so skinny. because my clothes are really tight. And it wasn't until I saw a photo that somebody snapped of me that I realized what it was. And so I had to get a hold of myself and change everything. And I'm still changing things about me. I'm not the same person that I was last year. I'm not the same person that I was 3 weeks ago. I've actually lost 10 pounds in 3 weeks, so that's good from all the walking that I'm doing. And once I got here, it was so easy to switch to a healthy plant-based diet. And so just realize that I've flown with people whose best friend that were flight attendants committed suicide on the road. And so I understand the disappointment. I understand the isolation. I understand the loneliness. I understand wishing you were somewhere else when it's a holiday, for example, Christmas. You don't want to be somewhere else. You want to be with people that you care about. So I understand that. And it's just a horrible thing waking up in the morning, first of all, hating who you are. Therefore, you do not like anybody else. Therefore, everything always goes wrong. And when I started flying, that was, let me see, almost 17 years ago, I looked older than I am now. My saving grace really was that having a stroke. When I had the stroke 4 years ago, it rewired my brain. And so that's what happened to me. And so it's easy to say, oh, just rewire your brain. But you can't say that to somebody that's going through a lot of stuff. And, so they don't know what to do. They don't know what to say. Sometimes their friends and families don't know anything that's going on until something happens and it's too late. And so I just want to say that, I understand. I understand if you are a flight attendant and you are going through stuff, you're disillusioned, just know that it's normal. It's normal until you get your own flow, until you figure things out. And eventually it will calm down. It will get better, really. It will. And just seek help. If you're going through stuff, seek help. And so I just want to say, folks, thank you so much. I love you all because I would not be here right now if it were not for all the love, all the people that were praying for me, all the support. When days after I had my stroke, I would go to bed and just wish to die. It was so traumatizing. So, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you can, leave a comment on this podcast. And please subscribe to my podcast. And you can find out more things about me that I would not share on YouTube. Thank you so much, guys. This is Bill. And I am signing off. Bye-bye.